Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings, Hotep. Welcome to the Sweethearts Room. The heavyweight lovers in the house. All right now, how's everyone doing? This is our favorite day for the women, Valentine's Day. I want to wish every one of you a happy Valentine's Day, mothers and fathers. I want to wish you a happy Valentine's Day. I hope you have your tight squeeze right next to you. And we're dedicating this segment to our sweethearts today. We won't be doing any lecturing today. We're going to play music and have an open line. And we're going to talk a little bit about relationships and what our tight squeeze means to us. We want the elders to come in here and help us out with this one. The African-American community, the elders are welcome here. We want our Baba and our Yeye to come in and help us out so that they can pass the baton and tell us how we need to do it in order to keep our good thing uptight, out of sight, clean out of sight, and all right. So, elders, we're inviting you in. As soon as we finish doing our signatures on the water, we're going to ask you to come in and to call. And if you're over the age of 60, you can tell us young heads something. I want you to lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. This is the place to be for Valentine's Day. You don't want to be caught off guard and don't know what to say to your tight squeeze. Come on in this room. And we can give you a little instruction. How about it, guys? Did you go out and get your cards? Did you get your chocolate? Now, look, I didn't have a tight squeeze this year, so you know what? Omi loves tradition, and I am a creature of habit. So I made sure that I wouldn't be missing out, sitting up here with tight jaws, looking all mean and upset because I didn't have anybody to roll up under the covers with. Or to even embrace me. I thought I'd go buy myself some dark chocolate in advance because I knew what time it was. When I eat my chocolate, it's all right. I can be by myself. It's not a problem. So if you hear some noise and you hear me chunking in the background, that's just me and the boys eating on our dark chocolate. What do you got to say about that? Now, I'm going to get a little silly today because this is a holiday. And we're going to be a little flaky today, so don't hold it against us. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. This is Valentine's Day, and I am alone, so let me pretend like I got my tight squeeze with me. Okay, mothers and fathers, I want you to position yourself so you can come in this room. Right now, we're going to sanctify this room, and we're going to dedicate those signatures and send them out on the water. Why don't you stand with me, please? As you stand with me, we're going to be playing music in between some of your oldies but goodies. You know Omi's into oldies but goodies. I am with the class of the 59s and on up, so I have to be on time and be timely and make sure that I do play those oldies but goodies. So don't be mad at me. You know, every now and then I can get down with the hip-hoppers, but today we're going to play some oldies but goodies. Is that all right? Because this is dedicated to our mothers and our fathers, our yeyes and our babas. We want them to come in this room and tell us, how do they put it down like that when they get 40 and 50 years? What do we need to do? How do we need to mix something into our relationship to get it going? All right, let's go over to the talking cure room now, and we're going to send the water. We're going to send the signatures out on the water. And if you have names that you want to hold up, please hold them up. We're going to hold up the name of Oladulamare, the god of this earth, and Akamare, the god of the universe. And we acknowledge them by saying, ah, shit. Take your shoes off, and I'm going to purify myself before I walk on this carpet because I want to make sure I am in order. I do not have an elder here to ask permission, but I'm asking the audience and the elders, do I have permission to speak? And I see a nod out in the audience giving me permission to go head on. So I'm going to pour libations to Akamare and Oladulamare, and I say Ashe. First, I'm going to sanctify myself and purify myself. Be patient with me, please. The purification is finished. I pour libations to Akamare. I say Ashe. I pour libations to Oladulamare. I say Ashe. I pour a glass of water for my yeye, and I say, Ashe. The mother of this earth. I pour libation for my baba, Obatala, Ashe. I pour libations to the east. I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say, Ashe. And finally, I pour libations to the south, and I say, Ashe. I light a candle for my mother so she could find her way back to this circle. Ashe. I light a candle to my father so that he could find his way back to this great circle. Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my prayer on this holiday of Valentine's Day that we not only love each other for one day, but we purpose in our heart to genuinely love our significant others, even in the bad times when we can't find it in our heart to forgive. Even when we do something silly, let us find it in our heart to still love. Don't change just because you want to be embraced. Be the same person that you've always been. And Lord, may we find it in our grasp to understand what it means to be in a relationship. What is the purpose of a relationship? And if you should give us our tradition and our heritage back, we reorder those marriage vows for the 21st century, and we order those vows to come back, not just jumping the broom, but looking at our polygamous relationships. How can they benefit us? How can they allow us to fare well? And are the men so significant that they need more than one wife to fancy them? If so, Father, show us a way that we can stop the possibility of any infidelity in a relationship. Show us how to keep the man content, and show us how to keep the woman content so that we are not out of our minds and in somebody else's mind and using someone else's tradition. Help us to use our own tradition. Because truly, our fathers and mothers, they were able to use their traditions for many years. And it had nothing to do with going to the courthouse. It was a commitment they made from the heart. Help us to make relationships genuine and make commitments from the heart and be sincere about what we aim to do. And may we have good intentions with our love affairs. May we have good intentions to the point where we don't want to hurt them or destroy their trust in us. Help us to be trustworthy. Help us to be long sufferers so that we can go in and be patient with our significant others until they grow into perfection. And Father God, we pray for those couples who are going through divorce now and who are having to tear down the mantle of the fibers that you have created in your institution. Father, forgive us because we could not, or shall I say, the system pushed us into situations where it was far more easier to take a stroke of the pen. And Father God, I don't exempt myself. I know that we have to be long sufferers, but how long, Lord, how long must we wait? And when abandonment steps into the picture, Father, when you can't make a person come to their senses, Father, be able to intercede on our behalf, Father. We're going to have many relationships in this life, Lord. Show us how to have proper and healthy relationships so that we are not undermining our significant other and that we are not marrying because we want to have something in our life. Father, let us already be filled up like a filling station. And whatever we draw from that relationship, it will become excess and it will pour over into our lives, Lord. Now, Lord, as a marriage consultant, help me to be able to use proper judgment in deciphering those that I would have in my circle as a significant other. Give me proper direction and guidance, Lord. And Father, send me that husband that you said would find a good thing. Help him to find this good thing that's been waiting for him. We thank you, Lord. We admonish you and give you all the praise and the glory, and that every household to the sound of my voice is being blessed by virtue of these airways being open to address certain issues such as marriage and relationship. And we bless you, and for everyone that is sitting here at the sound of my voice, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, Lord. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, on thee do I wait. and on thee do I beseech for help. Guide me on the path of righteousness, not on the path of those who have gone astray. And, Father, keep me. I would that you would enlarge my territories, and oh, that you would bless me and keep me from all evil, I pray. As every household confessed today that we are leaning on the arms of the everlasting, and we are calling on you, Lord, to make that 30% where we cannot produce 100%. We thank you, Lord. We acknowledge you, and we magnify you. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have ancestors' names you want to sit out on the water, let's send them out. Shekez Diop. We want to send out Dr. Martin Luther King. We want to send out Harriet Tubman. We want to send out Madam C.J. Walker, Coretta Scott King. We want to send out the name of Dr. Carruthers. We send these names out on the water that they would expediently return to us, not void, but return to us in the form of an ancestor through a child and through the loins of a woman. And we praise you today. We call on our personal ancestors. We call on Tommy Pete Harvey, Clara Mae Jenkins, Robert Jenkins, Essa Lee Pope, Mary Lou Hawkins, Tommy Harvey. We call your names today and ask that you come back. And we send those names across the water that our breath will put energy in your path, and you will find a need to come back home and to reconnect with the family. And we say, Ashe, Ashe. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I did say that there was a party going on up in here. But by the way I'm talking, you probably wouldn't know that. But let's get this party started. The heavyweight lovers in the house. So if you're out there, come on in this room and let's talk about relationship. Let's talk about relationship because we know that without relationship, we don't have family. Talking about Coco Taylor.
Excuse me, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, young and old. Now, I don't even mean to sound rude, but just stop. Whatever you're doing right now. Because what I'm going to tell you is so slow. I want you to hear. You see, I stopped to use the telephone just the other day. And that was this young man in the telephone booth. And he was using the phone next to the one that I was using. And he must have been talking to someone that was very, very special to him. Because this cat was rapping some out-of-sight words. I heard him say, he said, darling, did you know you mean everything to me? He said, in fact, you're my whole world. He said, and if ever I lost you, my whole world would be at an end. He went on to say that he kept such a wonderful feeling whenever they touch. He also said such wonderful sensations. Whatever, whatever I kiss you. Oh, I know what you're saying. You said, old Milton just nosy. But really, I wasn't trying to be nosy. But being in the next telephone booth, I just couldn't help from overhearing his conversation. You know, I believe in that old saying that everybody needs somebody sometime. But on the other hand, what's most important is everybody wants to be told that they're needed in love every once in a while. what I think this young man was trying to get this special someone to understand. The words of this song fit the occasion very perfectly. And I'd just like for you to listen to it as I sing this song for you. And I believe, deep down in my soul, that you understand exactly what I'm talking about. It says simply this. If I were that sort of thing, I would glow with love, oh darling, everywhere. Even be the moon when the sun goes down, so you can see, baby. Oh, darling, I just want you to see that I'm still around. Oh, that's how strong. Cast up on dry land, I would stay there. Oh, yes, I would stay there. If you would let me hold your hand, and even be the wind. Oh, you know what? I'll stop for one moment. Guess who will say this? If you would just let me walk you home. Oh, that's how strong. That's how strong. If I were a weeping willow, I would fly till I drown in my own tears. You're so used to swimming. As long as you wouldn't live, nobody else I do. I'd even be the rainbow, yes, you would. After all my fears were gone, you know what? Then I'd help you up in my tower. Oh, Lord, baby. I would shine so far away.
You see, I don't want you stumbling around in the darkness. I like your darkness. As you travel along your way. And if you thought you needed me, listen, baby. Here's what I do. I would do about anything in the world for you, baby. Just so I could be there, be there. But if you say you needed money, there ain't no limit to what I do. I would work 10 days a week for you, baby. If you told me that 7 days wouldn't do. You see, my love is so strong for you, baby. Oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I want you to know that.
All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting that party started in here. We're waiting for those elders to come in so we can talk a little bit about relationship. I'm going to see if I can get somebody in here this evening to talk a little bit about relationship, but I guess we have to give them a drum roll first, you know. Drum roll is in the house. We're calling all the elders. This is the Heavyweight Lovers Podcast. On those elders to come in the room, but we're going to go ahead and get the conversation going. And this is your priestess, Omienka 7, Zanu, talking about relationship. We have reserved this time for the elders to talk about their longevity in their relationship. And is it necessary to have a long relationship in order for it to be uptight, out of sight, clean out of sight, and all right? Can you have an evasive relationship for a short moment, like a vapor, and it be an in-depth and good relationship and still be counted? Or do you have to have this long, drawn-out affair? I say that you can have those relationships in passing, and they can be just as good as a long endeavor. And the reason why I say that, I once had a Cinderella relationship. A Cinderella relationship. And I intend to write about it. Now, I'm not going to call out any names. I'm not going to embarrass anybody. But I had a Cinderella relationship. And it was so much like a story out of a fairy book tale. I had to pinch myself to make sure that I wasn't dreaming. It went on for a short 2-year period of time, but it picked back up again. But nevertheless, it was a Cinderella love affair. How do you feel when you get to have a rendezvous with a person that you've been hoping that the two of you would end up together, and you show up on the plane together, exiting out of the parking lot on a flight, to only end up, at the same facility where you both are going to be residing and doing your thing, like lecturing. And then how does it happen that someone sets a house aside for you and this gentleman both to reside in? It is an estate of the city that only regal people reside in, and you find yourself there. And you know that you're regal by all intents and purposes, but you also see yourself as Cinderella, who might have had ashes on her face. But nevertheless, you end up in this environment where you're being served the rest of the night. You have a maitre d' that is giving you service on a platter. And during this particular time, you're being serenaded by this beau as he plays the piano. I'm painting you a picture now. None of this is false. This is all real. It happened to me. And at the same time, this person has already said, I would like a union with you. And if you care for me to explain what the union is, let me break it down for you. Now, because you and him are alone, he has nothing but time on his hand, and he wants to break it down. And usually this person is so busy, you can't get a word in with him edgewise. But here you have the whole evening to yourself, and he wants to break it down to you what he wants in his plan. Now, at the same time, he is not telling you that I want to bring other women in the relationship to satisfy me, but he's saying, I feel like I have enough to offer the world and the women, and I'd like to take care of you and them both. I think that's an honor. And some of you ladies get tight jaws talking about, who you talking about? You going to bring home another what? What about me and our children? If you just slow down for a minute, mother, maybe if this man is producing money out of his substance, and he is a money-making machine, and he sees a way to put you in the building and put the children up too, as well as the other lady on the other side of the street, then I look at it like this. If this is a spiritual man, and he knows what God thinks about inadequacy, he is going to do his darndest to provide for you and that extra female in the family as well. It's not an extramarital affair. The man came and told you about it. Okay, let's get back to my story. I said that because I was a fool. I was thinking the same way that that other woman would have been thinking. Who, me? Let you have another chick on the side? I was thinking the same way. I was immature. I hadn't advanced myself to the level I'm at now. Had I been thinking at the level I'm at now, I would have had a different answer altogether. And believe you me, ladies, we've got to get with the program. I don't know if you heard about my 7-to-1 plan. If you take your Bible out, you're going to see it in the Bible, a 7-to-1. Whether we like it or not, we're going to be up against 7 women to every 1 man. So we might as well start planning our procedure out as to how we're going to handle that. And don't tell me you're going to be fighting over somebody's other man that you thought was your man and you're going to get the better half of him. No, you're not going to do that. You're not going to even put yourself in a position where you won't even quarrel over another man. Now, the question came up, can you love more than one person? Can you love more than one person? I'm putting it out there in the atmosphere for those elders to call in and tell me, you've been around for a while. Can you love more than one man or more than one woman? Now, here is from the perspective of Omi, and it does not necessarily represent the opinion of this audience of Aura Project 2019 or Blog Talk Radio. This is my opinion according to Omi. I certainly believe If you put all of the people that you love in the proper perspective, you can love them equally at the same time. Yes, there are platonic loves, and then there's agape love, and then there's unconditional love. So we place them appropriately in the category. But when you have an intimacy, there's something about that love that is so different from all other loves because you are overwhelmed by the presence of that person or the appearance of that person, and sometimes you don't have control of your heart. Sometimes you let your heart run away with you and make decisions that your heart made instead of your head knowledge. So the question still remains on me. Can you love more than one person at the same time? I say yes, you can. And here's my case in point, and I'm sticking to it. Because you could meet Bill on a Sunday of 2012 and be his fancy, his significant other, and date him. And then 6 months later, you could meet Bob. And Bob has that little something that you were missing in Jim that you couldn't seem to put your finger on. And you knew it was something missing. But when you met Jim, he made it all complete. He filled the void that Bob didn't have. So you then begin to put those two together to make yourself a whole man, you think. But in reality, you love them both for something significant that only they can produce. Then is it wrong if you are a single woman? No, it's not wrong. What's wrong about that is that you don't have a contract in place to spell out what it is you want to be content, to make yourself happy, or what it is that he wants. That's what makes it wrong, because no one knows where they're going. When you're in a vehicle going somewhere, you need a road map, or you might just end up anywhere. And anywhere would be okay for somebody who was just going along to get along. But if you were going in a path